That's why. That's
God, dog.
That's right. Welcome back. I don't.
That's what the whites used to do.
Thanks, Tyler. I don't know why it comes out like that, but that's right. We are live here, back here in Traverse City, Michigan, and it's been a great time. You'll get to learn a lot more as we will be joined by the communications manager of the Grand Traverse Resort and Spa, Caroline Rizzo. She'll join us coming up here in just a minute, and she will let you know even more about everything you can experience here. And she's forceful. I will let you know. We've got Samuel Jackson, the negotiator. She is part two. I mean, I've never just been talked into a facial and a pedicure so quick. I mean, it was quick. I don't know how it was a real bargaining tool. I had to trade a pedicure for her to come talk to us. So she'll join us coming up next. Clint, I did want to run this past everybody here. According to Kelly Eiko of The Athletic, who covers the Rockets, he has a report out that the Rockets' third-year wing, Cam Whitmore, has been the subject of a number of trade discussion in recent days. The situation is best to be described as fluid right now. So Cam Whitmore, he is an interesting character when it comes to Rocket fans. I understand it. He is ultra talented. You know, he is somebody when you see him on the floor, when he has gotten opportunities, he has put up numbers and produced, right, and can score and is athletic as hell. But there's clearly something between him and Udoka that prevents him from being a part of the rotation. Like he doesn't get on the team, and it seems to baffle a lot of Rocket fans. We get a lot of like, what changes can they make, or who could take a jump? And a lot of people will bring up Cam Whitmore, and my thought is always like, Cam's got to be able to get on the floor right now. Like, and you know, they struggled scoring at times last year. Like, they had guards who struggled at times, and Cam Whitmore wasn't able to get on the floor. So this, to me, is not surprising that he is potentially in trade talks, because it just doesn't seem that, for whatever reason, his get down, you know, kind of jives with what Udoka's looking for.
Yeah, look, I think there's several layers to this. And it's just, if we're just talking basketball, I just don't know what Cam brings to the table. Like, I don't know what Cam brings to the table. Like, what position does he play? What does he? And now I know we've seen him be like this. I mean, he's obviously a freak and a super athlete that can go get a bucket. But it's this team doesn't need Cam Whitmore, the seventh, eighth, or ninth guy on the bench, to be a guy that's going to play enough. In extended, when we're blowing somebody out, or it's a game that doesn't matter, or he gets extended play, the athleticism pops up, right? But with this team, and it seems like with Udoka, it seems like guys are a little bit more position specific, if you will. And so you look at what the team needs, and does the team really need a guy sitting at the end of the bench that really, outside of the athletic ability to just get the ball in his hands and go get buckets and almost play ISO ball, you know, where does that fit in with this team? It seems like Udoka, especially when you've got Kevin Durant and you've got Amen Thompson, who's doing that in the first wave. It's like, I don't know where he fits. I don't know when he gets in the game. I don't know what role he plays. If he's going to play off of a true point guard, he's not going to have the ball in his hands enough to go get to do what it is that he feels comfortable doing. And then on the flip side of that, I think you're right. I think there's something, whether it's the, like, he just doesn't want to understand that it's more, basketball has to be
you
more.
You know what it is, Clint. You're saying it. Like, someone texted in, he's a walking bucket. But that seems to, like, when I watch Cam, and you're right, the times he generally comes in is when they're completely resting guys. I remember a game late in the season against the Lakers. They were just resting everybody, and he really, you know, went off. Or late is Russ coming in. He's coming in to score.
Coming in hot. Absolutely.
Like, he's coming in to score. And, like, I know I've joked that, let Cam get in there 15 minutes. He's going to get up 11.
Yeah.
He's going to get up 11, 12 shots. And that does seem to be his objective. when he's coming in. And if you can understand Udoka, and we see that, like, there, where your place is on the team, it's got to be more than just coming in and getting buckets. Like, that's not how he's going to judge.
It's got to be some level. I mean, anybody, though, Ron, any team. I agree. I think Udoka is definitely this way. But, like, any team, if you're going to be a contributing factor in that 7, 8, 9 spot, like, you got, like, I got to know, when I put you in a game, I'm getting long-range shooting. When I put you in a game, I'm getting a backup point guard. When I put you in a game, I'm getting somebody that can facilitate, or I'm going double big, and I'm going to switch the lineup up. And I look at Cam, and I love Cam, and I love the way he plays the game and how aggressive he is. I'll be honest with you.
There are times where I'm like, I'd like to see a little bit more of him.
Yeah, absolutely. What's not to like when you're a fan and you're just watching a guy when he does get minutes, and nobody's more popular than the backup quarterback when he gets in and he plays well, and then all of a sudden, you know, and he plays one game, and then he sits on the bench, and now everybody wants him to be the starter, right? But he strikes me as a guy that is like, Ime Udoka wants to see him develop and understand that it's more than just being aggressive and getting buckets, and that'll allow him to slide into some kind of specific role. And they've been patient with him, they've given him opportunities, and for whatever reason, he doesn't seem to be a guy that either gets it or wants to take that next step. And so I think
most people see, they see the scoring.
Sure.
And I bet you, I would bet if Udoka and the staff was, you know, and behind closed doors, clearly there is something that he is doing in the other spots of the game where they're like, I can't have him out there.
Yeah, no question.
Defensive issues, and you know that's not going to fly with Udoka.
Yeah.
For the most part, defensive issues.
It's interesting because you look at, like, Jalen Green, and I think Jalen was trying. I think Jalen was trying to read the defenses and facilitate, if you will, and he just struggled doing it at times. He even self-admittedly, said that. So it seems like Cam is one that just refuses to even try. He's going, you gonna give me 5 minutes? Well, I'm going to get buckets in.
Yes.
And I don't think that's going to sit well. I don't think it ever has set well with Ime Udoka.
Yeah. All right, coming up as we continue live, we'll talk to Caroline, who will get you even more information. I'm telling you guys, you've been hearing from us. This is definitely a trip you need to make, and it is all there right from Houston right to Traverse City, Michigan, just over 2 hours. You can do it. You'll learn more as Caroline Rizzo joins us coming up next.